while the scholar get ready, and I'm very grateful to them for being willing to do this, Nicholas Negrini was perhaps the most inventive and interesting of all the French classical composers. Johann Sebastian Bach copied out his Livre d'Or in 1699 in its entirety to learn about the French classical style, and you'll hear that in a number of his works. The piece we're going to perform for you now is him, Punch Lingua. As many of you may be aware, the French classical style of playing in a service in the Mass would be to alternate. You'd have the choir sing parts of the ordinary of the Mass and the play song, and then the organ would have played other parts. And so if you turn to the back of your programs, you will see laid out the complete text of this six-verse hymn, which again I'm sure is familiar to many of you. And it's divided up equally between the organ and the choir. The organ plays the first verse, and earlier I played for you a grand jus, the big brass reed of the organ. The plage is the other chorus registration, which is not dissimilar to an organo pleno on a German Baroque organ, so it's the 16-foot pitch up to mixture. But in the pedal, you will hear the plainsong melody soloed out on a loud reed stop in long notes, the cantus firmus. The choir then sings the second verse. The third verse is a fugue, where plainsong ideas from the plainsong melody are paraphrased from the fugue subject. Choir sings the fourth verse, and then we get to the fifth verse. And this is one of the most extraordinary of all the French classical compositions, all the repertoire. As you'll notice from the text, this is a tantum ergo, at the Benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, perhaps one of the holiest and most sublime and mysterious of all moments of liturgy. And for this moment, Negrini writes perhaps his most beautiful work, and in my opinion, one of the most beautiful of all the French classical literature, in Thiers on Tyne. We'll hear that in the Repositif, and this is a cornet, sort of broken up 8-4-2 with the mutation stops. Unfortunately, this organ is North German Baroque, and as a friend of mine once said, it sounds a bit like Buxtehude's got a holiday in the south of France. But this style of composition did influence people like Buxtehude and Böhm, and especially Bach. Another interesting fact about this movement in particular, as I said in the fugal movement, the plain song is paraphrased, just a little snippet of it taken to create the subject. And that is usually what happens in all of these movements where there's an inspiration of the plain song. This is the only example in all the French classical literature of which you're aware, where Negrini takes the entire plain song melody and states it in full, ornamenting it, like you would expect to hear from Buxtehude or Böhm or Bach. And as I said, this didn't happen usually in the French classical literature. And I think it's one of the most spectacular movements. And then the choir finishes.